Okay, let's get straight to the answer. That means checking in with ABC Sports Reporter. That would be the Australian Broadcasting Corporation, John Thompson Mills. And what is the answer, John? Where is the Tour Down Under taking place?
The Tour Down Under takes place in Adelaide, South Australia.
What kind of place is Adelaide? Is it a city that is suited for a cycling circuit?
Adelaide is a perfect place to host a cycling race like the Tour Down Under, because on the eastern side we've got a hills range that you can reach within 15 minutes of being in the city centre. The boys actually rode today up Gorge Road, which goes past one of the big dams near Adelaide in the Adelaide Hills, and headed up to a place called Beyond Cuddly Creek. Sounds a very cute place, but there's a beautiful road up there, a lovely winding road, not too steep but quite hilly. You see the helicopter shots of the riders going up there. It's quite evocative of the barren ground and the big gum trees. It's really quite beautiful. To the west, we've got the beaches, which are again only 15 minutes from the city centre. And that's what you need for a six-day stage race. You want a bit of everything.
How does the race actually work? Is it a time trial?
Marco, the race covers probably about 750 kilometres in total, where riders probably ride more like 80 miles in a day. The great thing about the Tour Down Under is the riders stay in the same hotel. Outside the hotel, there's what's called the Tour Village, which is where all the mechanics work on the bikes, a beautifully air-conditioned tent that the public can visit as the cyclists' bikes are looked after. And they get in their cars each day, drive out to a start point, do the circuit, and then come back to the hotel at night.
I know Aussies are really big into rugby and cricket. How big are they into cycling?
This year we've seen, because of Lance Armstrong's arrival, crowds have now eclipsed more than 500,000 for the 4 days that we've had so far. So a lot of people have been coming out. On the first race on Sunday night, when he made his official comeback, there was 140,000 people estimated to be crowding around the Criterium circuit in the middle of the city.
Wow. And as you say, one of the reasons this particular edition of the Tour Down Under is getting spotlight is because of Lance Armstrong showing up. Word has it that this is phase one in an Armstrong comeback. How's that going?
Well, it looks to be going fairly well at the moment. I mean, he never came here to say that he could win the race, but he was hoping that he would be competitive. And yesterday, stage three of the race was a very brutal stage. A very strong crosswind blew up over the riders and caused a number of accidents and a lot of riders to abandon the race. But Armstrong chose to get into a break that was out for about 50 miles, I suppose. That was the most prominent showing that he had. And when he finished that stage, he was asked how he was feeling after his first real hard day of racing.
I felt all right. I mean, that high end intensity I don't have yet. I mean, like I said, I had to be strong just to be in the group. If you looked around, there was some horsepower in there, so I got to be happy with that. I think it's the kind of stuff I need to do. I need to get in the race and work that top end. I mean, you can't do that in training.
And that was Lance Armstrong. They're talking about his performance in Adelaide. So, John, do you think Lance Armstrong can actually win this?
Probably not. He's with two stages to go, including tomorrow, the Queen stage, stage five, which is down in the Fleurieu Peninsula. Lance is in 38th position. He's 39 seconds off the lead. But after today, he even said he pretty much doesn't think he can win it.
I have to keep reminding myself that this is still the first race back after a long time. So I'd be kidding myself if I expected to show up and stomp people. I mean, that's just not the way it's going to work.
He's probably just taking it easy.
Believe you me, when I saw Lance riding yesterday, he wasn't taking it easy. He was doing everything he could just to stay on his bike. It was absolutely crazy out there.
All right, John Thompson Mills, a cycling enthusiast who has covered the Tour Down Under and other cycling events for the Australian Broadcasting Corporation. Thanks very much.
Absolute pleasure, Marco.